Section 7, The First Principles and Ordinances of the Gospel. Reading assignment. Study the scripture passages listed in the following questions and in the scripture chain. What does it mean to have faith in Jesus Christ? How can we strengthen our faith in Jesus Christ? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, verse 23, and Section 88, verse 118. Alma, chapter 32, verse 27. What is repentance? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 58, verses 42 through 43. Why do we need the Savior's atonement to be forgiven of our sins? See 2 Nephi, chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. What are the purposes of baptism? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, verse 22, and Section 49, verses 13 through 14. What qualifications must a person meet to be baptized? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verse 37. What is the difference between the power of the Holy Ghost and the gift of the Holy Ghost? See Bible Dictionary, Holy Ghost, 704. Scripture Chain, Repentance and the Atonement. 2 Nephi, chapter 25, verse 23. Alma, chapter 42, verses 13 through 24. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, verses 10 through 13. Section 19, verses 15 through 19, and the third article of faith. Scriptures relating to Section 7, the first principles and ordinances of the gospel. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, verse 23. Learn of me and listen to my words. Walk in the meekness of my spirit, and you shall have peace in me. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 118. And as all have not faith, seek ye diligently and teach one another words of wisdom. Yea, seek ye out of the best books words of wisdom. Seek learning even by study and also by faith. Alma chapter 32, verse 27. But behold, if ye will awake and arouse your faculties even to an experiment upon my words, and exercise a particle of faith, yea, even if ye can no more than desire to believe, let this desire work in you, even until ye believe in a manner that ye can give place for a portion of my words. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 58, verses 42 through 43. 42. Behold, he who has repented of his sins, the same is forgiven, and I, the Lord, remember them no more. 43. By this ye may know if a man repenteth of his sins. Behold, he will confess them and forsake them. 2 Nephi, chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. 6. Wherefore redemption cometh in and through the Holy Messiah, for he is full of grace and truth. 7. Behold, he offereth himself a sacrifice for sin, to answer the ends of the law, unto all those who have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And unto none else can the ends of the law be answered. 8. Wherefore, how great the importance to make these things known unto the inhabitants of the earth, that they may know that there is no flesh that can dwell in the presence of God, save it be through the merits and mercy and grace of the Holy Messiah, who layeth down his life according to the flesh, and taketh it again by the power of the Spirit, that he may bring to pass the resurrection of the dead, being the first that should rise. 9. Wherefore he is the firstfruits unto God, inasmuch as he shall make intercession for all the children of men, and they that believe in him shall be saved. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, verse 22. And as many as repent and are baptized in my name, which is Jesus Christ, and endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 49, verses 13 through 14. 13. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ according to the holy commandment, for the remission of sins. 14. And whoso doeth this shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of the hands of the elders of the church. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verse 37. And again by way of commandment to the church concerning the manner of baptism, all those who humble themselves before God and desire to be baptized and come forth with broken hearts and contrite spirits, and witness before the church that they have truly repented of all their sins, and are willing to take upon them the name of Jesus Christ, having a determination to serve him to the end, and truly manifest by their works that they have received of the Spirit of Christ, unto the remission of their sins, shall be received by baptism into his church. Bible Dictionary, Holy Ghost, page 704. The third member of the Godhead, and as the name implies, a personage of spirit not possessing a body of flesh and bones. Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 21 through 22. The Holy Ghost has been manifest in every dispensation of the gospel since the beginning, being first made known to Adam, 1 Nephi chapter 10, verses 17 through 22, Moses chapter 6, verses 51 through 68. The Holy Ghost is manifested to men on the earth both as the power of the Holy Ghost and as the gift of the Holy Ghost. The power can come upon one before baptism, and is the convincing witness that the gospel is true. It gives one a testimony of Jesus Christ and of his work, and the work of his servants upon the earth. The gift can come only after proper and authorized baptism, and is conferred by the laying on of hands, as in Acts chapter 8, verses 12 through 25, and Moroni chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. The gift of the Holy Ghost is the right to have, whenever one is worthy, the companionship of the Holy Ghost. More powerful than that which is available before baptism, it acts as a cleansing agent to purify a person and sanctify him from all sin. Thus it is often spoken of as fire, Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 17, Doctrine of Covenants section 19, verse 31. The manifestation on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, was the gift of the Holy Ghost that came upon the 12, without which they were not ready for their ministries to the world. For some reason not fully explained in the Scriptures, the Holy Ghost did not operate in the fullness among the Jews during the years of Jesus' mortal sojourn, John chapter 7, verse 39, and chapter 16, verse 7. Statements to the effect that the Holy Ghost did not come until after Jesus was resurrected must of necessity refer to that particular dispensation only, for it is abundantly clear that the Holy Ghost was operative in earlier dispensations. Furthermore, it is reference only to the gift of the Holy Ghost not being present, since the power of the Holy Ghost was operative during the ministries of John the Baptist and Jesus. Otherwise, no one would have received a testimony of the truths that these men taught. Matthew chapter 16, verses 16 through 17, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. When a person speaks by the power of the Holy Ghost, that same power carries a conviction of the truth into the heart of the hearer. 2 Nephi chapter 33, verse 1. The Holy Ghost knows all things. Doctrine and Covenants, section 35, verse 19, and can lead one to know of future events. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. Other names that sometimes refer to the Holy Ghost are Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, Spirit of the Lord, Comforter, and Spirit. Scriptures relating to the Scripture chain, repentance, and the atonement. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 23. For we labor diligently to write, to persuade our children and also our brethren to believe in Christ, and to be reconciled to God. For we know that it is by grace that we are saved after all we can do. Alma, chapter 42, verses 13 through 24. Therefore, according to justice, the plan of redemption could not be brought about only on conditions of repentance of men in this probationary state. Yea, this preparatory state, for except it were for these conditions, mercy could not take effect except it should destroy the work of justice. Now the work of justice could not be destroyed, if so, God would cease to be God. 14. And thus we see that all mankind were fallen, and they were in the grasp of justice, yea, the justice of God, which consigned them forever to be cut off from his presence. 15. And now the plan of mercy could not be brought about except an atonement should be made. Therefore God himself atoneth for the sins of the world to bring about the plan of mercy to appease the demands of justice, that God might be a perfect, just God and a merciful God also. 16. Now repentance could not come unto man except there were a punishment, which also was eternal as the life of the soul, should be affixed opposite to the plan of happiness, which was as eternal also as the life of the soul. 17. Now how could a man repent except he should sin? How could he sin if there was no law? How could there be a law save there was a punishment? 18. Now there was a punishment affixed, and a just law given which brought remorse of conscience unto man. 19. Now if there was no law given, if a man murdered, he should die. Would he be afraid he would die if he should murder? 20. And also if there was no law given against sin, men would not be afraid to sin. 21. And if there was no law given if men sinned, what could justice do or mercy either? For they would have no claim upon the creature. 22. But there is a law given, and a punishment affixed, and a repentance granted, which repentance mercy claimeth. Otherwise justice claimeth the creature, and executeth the law, and the law inflicteth the punishment. If not so, the works of justice would be destroyed, and God would cease to be God. 23. But God ceaseth not to be God, and mercy claimeth the penitent, and mercy cometh because of the atonement, and the atonement bringeth to pass the resurrection of the dead, and the resurrection of the dead bringeth back men into the presence of God, and thus they are restored into his presence to be judged according to their works, according to the law and justice. 24. For behold, justice exerciseth all his demands, and also mercy claimeth all which is her own, and thus none but the truly penitent are saved. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 13. 10. Remember the worth of souls is great in the sight of God. 11. For behold, the Lord your Redeemer suffered death in the flesh. Wherefore he suffered the pain of all men, that all men might repent and come unto him. 12. And he hath risen again from the dead, that he might bring all men unto him on conditions of repentance. 13. And how great is his joy in the soul that repenteth. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 15 through 19. 15. Therefore I command you to repent. Repent, lest I smite you by the rod of my mouth, and by my wrath, and by my anger, and your sufferings be sore, how sore you know not, how exquisite you know not, yea, how hard to bear you know not. 17. For behold, I, God, have suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer if they would repent. 17. But if they would not repent, they must suffer even as I. 18. Which suffering caused myself, even God, the greatest of all, to tremble because of pain and to bleed at every pore, and to suffer both body and spirit, and would that I might not drink the bitter cup and shrink. 19. Nevertheless, glory be to the Father, and I partook and finished my preparations unto the children of men. The third article of faith of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We believe that through the atonement of Christ all mankind may be saved by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel. End of the scriptures relating to section number 7, the first principles and ordinances of the gospel. End of section 7, the first principles and ordinances of the gospel.